Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off the end boards, looking for Cousins. He plays it off the wall nicely. Cousins with a chance, scores! Benson gets it back to Dylan Cousins at the side of the goal, and the Buffalo Sabres have a 1-0 lead early in Tampa.
From behind the net, near corner, in front, Cousins scores! Short-handed goal by the Buffalo Sabres on the penalty kill unit again, and it's a 2-1 Buffalo lead. Jurgensen stays on side, right side, backhand pass, in front, scores! Loose puck over the far post for Greenway, and the Sabres extend their lead here in the second period. It's now 3-1. Sabres with the steal, far side, in front, scores! Zach Benson gets the Sabres back to a two-goal advantage again as he taps one in at the near post.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe, the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. It's over. The season is mercifully over. A win to cap things off. All right. 4-2 last night over the Lightning. Eric Comrie got his third start in goal in like 5 months. And he got the win. Played like his life was on the line for a while there. Sabres win. They end the season with 84 points. 84 points. That is, at the moment, five out of a spot. The Flyers and the Capitals play each other in the final night of the season. Detroit and Pittsburgh have a game left, so they're either going to end up 6 or 7 points back of that final bar to clear for the playoffs. 84 points. It is the second highest point total that they've had, or maybe third. Got to remember that first year out of the drought. The Sabres' third highest point total during their 13-year playoff drought. 84 points. So, with, you know, by NHL standards, it's a winning record. 39, 37, and 6. So the season has a bow on it. We'll put a bow on it. The coach and GM are scheduled to talk on Friday. Players before that on Wednesday and Thursday. Locker room cleanout day tomorrow and Thursday. So we'll get some player media then. Am I right in assuming that the fact that they have scheduled Don Granato for a Friday meeting with the media, that he is going to remain their head coach? I was already thinking that that was going to happen, that he was going to remain the head coach, but would it be any different? I guess it still could be that they would make a change. They have, I went back to, I think it was 2017. I don't know if Bylsma talked, but Tim Murray met with the media days after the season ended, did a lengthy, like, 35-minute press conference that you can find on YouTube. By the way, I did that. There's just something about listening to Tim Murray. Even now, even way after it's over, there's something about listening to Tim Murray that's got a, I don't know, it just keeps you hooked. But anyways, he got fired after that. It's okay. Season ends. Murray, and I watched the first couple minutes. Everything was about, like, are you keeping the coach? Are you keeping the coach? And then he was the one, along with the coach, that ended up getting the gate. So I guess they still could make a move on Granato after Friday. Or I guess they could even do that before, but I think we are headed for an offseason, and we are headed for next season with Don Granato still as the Sabres head coach. So here we go. The offseason. You ready for it? What do you want? What do we want? We got the draft, of course, in 9 days. We'll do plenty of that today. Matt DeBerry covers the Georgia Bulldogs, going to join us at 8:30 on Ladd McConkey, who I think I called on Friday my favorite draft idea. He also has some on Adonai Mitchell, who is going to be drafted out of Texas, but Mitchell transferred. He spent 2 years at Georgia before he got to Austin, Texas this past year. So we got a lot of draft coming your way too, but I don't know. What are fans in the mood for with the Sabres right now? A big, giant trade that's going to be similar to what the Panthers did when they got Matthew Tkachuk? Because maybe the most likely outcome is the status quo. They're going to bring everybody back. They're going to bring back the coach. They're going to bring back the assistant coaches. They're going to bring back most of the players. They're going to make a little change here or there. You know, signings on the same level that they made last offseason. Last offseason, they missed by 1 point, and they went into the summer, and they said, all right, we're going to bring in Connor Clifton and Eric Johnson. We're going to bring in a couple of third-pair defensemen, and we're going to hope that that stabilizes our blue line a little bit more, and that'll be our big move. There wasn't really anything up front. Did they make a single change at forward last year? A single one? They traded for Greenway at the deadline, and they drafted Benson. So that's, I guess, a change, but you were always going to make your pick. Did they bring someone in from outside the organization and forward? I don't think they did. They kept everybody. Now, that is maybe where you'll get some change. I don't know how much it's going to rate. It's not going to be this massive, you know, change where you are sending out Cousins in a trade where you're packaging him with a first and a prospect and you're going and getting some superstar. I mean, what are they probably doing? They're probably trying to replace Victor Olofsson, right? Who played their final game for the Sabres last night? Victor Olofsson? I mean, that one has got to be minus 10,000 that last night was his final game for the Buffalo Sabres. That is just run its course, right? It's been long enough. Olofsson's been here for 6 years now and was drafted 10 years ago. It's been a decade of, well, hearing, you know, there were a few years of hearing about, hey, there's this guy that they picked in the seventh round that's overseas in Sweden scoring a bunch of goals, and hey, this guy in Rochester scoring a bunch of goals. That's run its course. His Sabre career should be over. Maybe his NHL career is over. I don't know. Maybe he'll go back to Sweden, or someone will give him a shot. I don't know. But Olofsson's played his last game. Has Tyson Jost played his last game for the Sabres? He was in the lineup last night. Has Eric Robinson played his final game for the Sabres? What about Girgensons? Is that just going to continue to happen time after time after time? They are going to want him back every single year. He's going to want to come back every single year. Because that guy has never had a taste of winning. He has no appetite to win. Who else? Skinner? No, I think not Skinner. I wouldn't put him on that list. Krebs, I guess, could be RFA at the end of the year. They could move him. His value's pretty low, but they could do it. Did Bryson play his last game? He's actually been nice. Did Joki Haru? Comrie certainly did. I mean, there is some dead weight on this team that they will have to replace. They've already moved off of Okposo. And Okposo was playing key situations and decent minutes for this hockey team. And power play situations, penalty kill at times. Well, that started to fade as this season kind of kept going. Okposo out, that's one spot. Olofsson, that's another. You know, like, there are going to be depth moves for them to make. But do they have the appetite for something big? Do they have the will and the ability to pull the trigger on something big? They have got a million prospects and picks. They are loaded. Picks-wise, I mean, they don't have anything substantial. It's like fourth and seventh rounders that they have extra of. They don't have like an additional first round pick, but they've got the prospects. They've got the guys they've drafted in the first round, and they, you know, like we carved out a couple spots there, but is there room for all of them to make? You don't even know if you want them to all make the team next year and have multiple 19, 20, 21 year old rookies in your lineup opening night next season. So, is Rosine here next year? He's been on fire lately in Rochester, I guess. There's, of course, Savoy, who's been torching the WHL. All right. Kulik. I mean, I've got prospect fatigue on some level, too, which is every time, for 10 years, it's, you know who's got the number one prospect pool in the NHL? It's the Buffalo Sabres. Like, come on, is there any point in time where that is going to be translated into wins? Real wins. And there's two ways of doing that. The prospects show up and they're great. And you have, if you have four of them, then the odds of one of them being great is probably pretty good. There also is trading them. And that is, I wonder what we'll hear from Adams on Friday if he hints at anything along those lines. Like, hey, we've got a lot of prospects on the way that are getting really close. They're getting close. Like, other teams are going to look at our pool and say, hey, you've got all these guys that are about ready to get shots at the NHL, and you don't have enough spots to get everybody a shot. So, hey, we'll talk. What kind of value do they have in the first place? You usually got to package them with a lot of other stuff to go get a really good player. That is the move, though, that I think, if they're not going to fire the coach, that to me would be the bare minimum to get people invested. By opening night of next year, I mean, you could go make your massive swing, Cousins, Thompson, you know, one of these studs on the team in the Tkachuk level trade. I just don't think that's all that realistic. It's fun to talk about the Brady Tkachuk idea. It's a fun idea, but how realistic is it? It's not that likely. So, but why does a trade of your best prospect, a first round pick, for?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whoever, I don't know off the top of my head, like who's going to be available this summer. Usually every summer you get a guy that's at least top six level. Whoever the best forward is that becomes available this summer. Like, are the Sabres going to be in on that? Are they going to want to be in on that? Because if it doesn't happen with a trade, I think, you know, maybe this is the point. Maybe they're just going to run it back. They're just going to run it all back. And that's not going to feel great. right? That is not going to feel great at all with a fan base that is as demoralized as the Sabres fan base is. The opening night next year, like, who's going to feel great if the lineup looks relatively the same? They add in, you know, the new version of Eric Robinson, the new version of Jordan Greenway. They plug those guys in to their third and fourth line openings. Maybe one of the prospects makes the team, and that's it. Lukanen and Levi in goal, you've already got that settled. Your defensemen are already pretty much settled. That's what they do. Dahlin's the captain. You know, maybe that's a difference. I don't know. I'm hard-pressed to see them getting back to a place where fans are truly excited. Like, what would it take for you? 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Like, what would it take for you to get excited about next season? Would it even be the coach getting let go? Would it be Lindy? Would it be Lindy? That is always a part of the Lindy talk that it has some goodwill for the Sabres in that their fans would love it. Most would. Not everybody would. Some would feel like, hey, you're going back in time. What are we doing here? We're supposed to be moving forward, not digging into the past to try to fix the current problems. So I don't want to make it sound like everyone would love it, but I think a lot of people would love it. I think that opening night, they're introducing the team, and then they start introducing the coaches, and Buffalo Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. That's going to get a loud ovation. That's going to get some real energy from people. But that's playing on nostalgia a little bit, which, to be fair, kind of what the Sabres have to do these days, right? They got to play on nostalgia as much as possible to get any sort of goodwill from the fans, because anything that's going on right now, just nobody feels good about any of it. So play on the nostalgia, play on the goodwill, you know? And if it's not a Lindy idea, if they brought in some accomplished NHL Stanley Cup winning head coach or someone that's even, doesn't have to win, Gerard Gallant, I don't think they're ever going to hire Gallant. But a guy of that resume, guy of that ilk, someone that could be fired that I'm not even thinking about. Is that enough for you to get excited for next season? The thing that I don't even think they're going to do? It's tough. It's going to be, we'll see. It could be a fun off season to have ideas, to hear from Adams how aggressive he'll want to be this summer. Friday, maybe we'll get a better sense of that. That's when Adams will talk too. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Sabres win over Tampa 4-2. Dylan Cousins had a couple of goals. Made his season look a little bit more respectable. Zach Benson got to 11 on the year last night. Greenway got to double digits. So a couple of guys padding their stats a little bit in the final game of the season. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to Bob in Blaisdell. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm just I was hoping that they would fire both Adams and Granato, but if not, they got to come up with at least one, maybe two top six forwards in the off season to even kind of make it.
Yeah,
like you're trying to do something. The trade deadline last year, not this year, but last year, he should have brought somebody in, used the prospects then. Last year's offseason that he sat around and did nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. They keep bringing the retreads back for the third and fourth line. That makes no sense. That's not going to bring fans back. And, you know, I'm just, I don't understand why Yuri Kulik hasn't been up yet. Mm-hmm. And big, really frustrated, but it just seems like our prospects leave here and they thrive everywhere else, and that's even more frustrating than not seeing us win. It's just, we know we have good players. It's got to be the coaching. It's got to be something here that's causing them not to win.
Yep.
So they have to come up with something big to make us want to come back.
Yep. No, I agree with that. Thanks, Bob, for the call. That's Getting Connected with Their Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Missing the boat? I mean, sure. How much did we talk about, I don't know if we've said his name in a year, but how much did we talk about Jacob Chychrun last year? It was every day. It was every day because it felt like the perfect type of move for them at that time. Like, hey, this guy's available. Maybe they tried, right? But they didn't pull it off. This guy's available. He's a top four defenseman. He's young. The contract situation works. And I don't think at the time he had a no trade clause, which when you're, you know, trying to find trades for the Sabres, that's important to dive through. He was available, and it felt like, how can you not get this done? You can outbid anybody you want. I know it's not that simple. There are other factors. Does the guy want to come to Buffalo? Does the team want to work with you? Does the team even talk to you? I don't know. That's part of my thought process about this summer, though. If the best forward that does become available, whoever that may be, whoever the best forward is that becomes available for trade this summer, what's the excuse for not getting him when, with all your prospects, you have the number one prospect pool in the league, you can outbid anybody you want. If you really wanted to do it, you should be able to outbid anybody. But the GMs made one real sizable trade, and it was a one-for-one trade. It's not quite the, hey, are you willing to overpay to get the best player in a deal? That's not quite what Byram from Middlestat was. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Joe. You know, we've talked enough over the years for you to know I'm an engaged fan. Mm-hmm. Two seasons ago, I went to 12 games because I started to see Darlene's greatness, and Tage showed us glimpses. And last year, I went to 25 games, more than I've been to in a long time. And by the end of the season, I was angry because I had seen 7 wins last year at home out of those 25 games. This year, I bought tickets for 10 games and went to 7, sold one, and just didn't even bother with the other two. And where I'm at now is my Sabres budget for next year is now my NHL budget. Every year when the Sabres are out of it, I pick a team in each conference. This year, I picked the New York Rangers and the Edmonton Oilers. And if that is the Stanley Cup final, I am taking $2,000 from my NHL budget, and I am going to see Connor McDavid at the world's most famous arena because I can just take the Amtrak there. That is what the Sabres have done to me. I'm done not seeing playoff hockey. So let's go Rangers. Let's go Oilers. I want to see Jesus on Ice take the road show to Madison Square Garden because I will be there. Have a great show, Joe.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the call. The playoffs begin on Saturday. Saturday for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, right, pick a team. I'm talking with friends about, like, should we go to an Amerks playoff game again? Like, last year that was fun. Last year that was cool. They went on a deep run. The AHL playoffs. Every year, mid-April, if you want playoff hockey, you either do what Paul does there, where let me just pick a team to root for that's in it still, or let me become an AHL fan. The minor leagues. Let me get to the minor leagues now. One of these years it's actually going to happen, right? One of these years it's actually going to happen. They'll luck their way in. They are, I'll say this. Is it all doom and gloom? I mean, it kind of feels like it here on the day. The morning after the season ends, 84 points. They're going to miss by 6 or 7 points. Big drop. The pace, you know, I've been saying the pace came down. A couple of wins recently by some of these teams. Detroit with a comeback win. They won with less than 2 minutes to go. They lost in regulation last night, Detroit would have been eliminated from playoff contention. They came back with like a minute left, then they won it in overtime. They're at 89. So the pace might end up getting to 91. The Islanders are 8-1-1 in their last 10. So it might end up being the exact same that it was last year, which is like 91, 92 points. And the Sabres drop by 7 points. They got better goaltending, and they drop by 7 points. But is it all doom and gloom? They are maybe at a point where they get a hot year, and they get in. So There's that. But what could get you excited for the start of the season? 803-0550 is the phone number. We're going to talk plenty of draft. Matt DeBerry, Georgia, coming up at 8:30 on Adonai Mitchell, too, from Georgia, but mostly Ladd McConkey, who I called on Friday, my favorite idea for the Bills, at 28. It's Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Time for your phone calls when we come back here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.